This is a download from BBC Learning English.
It was a sunny August morning. William Shakespeare is at the market.
I'll have a couple of those. When did you catch them?
Get your cherries, lovely ripe cherries. Come over here and get your cherries.
Ah, sweet ripe cherries. £2, please, Mary.
Here you are, Mr. Will.
And how's the family, Mary? All well?
Growing up fast, you know how it is. Ma Janet's a worry, though. That Robert Arley says he wants to marry her, but I don't trust him. I think he just wants to have his way with her. And what will we do, Mr. Will, if she ends up just 14 years old with a baby and no husband?
Now, Mary, I'm sure young Robert will do right by Janet. Look at me. Didn't I marry my Anne when she was in trouble? And here we are now, still together, with three children.
You're not too happy, though, are you, Mr. Will?
Marriage isn't easy, Mary. You know that.
Oh, Mr. Will, last week he was in love with that Rosie from the village. And this week it's my Janet's turn. He's promised her clothes, money, ribbons for her hair, and she's so in love with him she believes all of it. I tell you, she's living in a fool's paradise.
A fool's paradise? That might sound good in my play. Romeo and Juliet, the star-crossed lovers. Romeo says he'll marry Juliet, but Juliet's nurse doesn't trust him. She warns him not to make false promises just to get Juliet into bed. Listen, Mary, it'll go like this. Let me tell ye, if ye should lead her...
Let me tell ye, if ye should lead her into a fool's paradise, as they say, it were a very gross kind of behaviour.
That's really good, Mr. Will.
Thank you, Mary. You can use it if you like.
We'll leave them there for now. In Shakespeare's day, it was legal for girls to marry at the age of 14, although people usually got married when they were older. It was not uncommon for women to already be pregnant when they got married, as was the case with William Shakespeare's own marriage. These days, the phrase "a fool's paradise" describes any situation that somebody thinks is good without realising that it won't last, or that it's actually bad. Take this 2015 BBC News headline, written when the value of the single European currency fell to record lows, making it cheap to buy for investors, but not particularly safe.
The euro. Good bet or a fool's paradise?
Jack's work is terrible. He's living in a fool's paradise if he thinks he's getting a pay rise.
Just wait till I catch up with that Mr. Robert. If you see him, Mr. Will, you be sure to tell me.
To tell or not to tell? That is the question.
That was Shakespeare Speaks from BBC Learning English.